Good day, everyone. My name is Sharon. I am a Class A debtor trustee on the General Service Board of Debtors Anonymous, and which is currently hosting this meeting today. And the topic for this meeting is a WSC 2021 recap. We actually will have six speakers on the call today. But before we hear from our speakers, I would just like to give a brief recap of some of the interesting facts about the 2021 World Service Conference. Our bylaws require that an annual World Service Conference convocation is to be held to consider the business of DA. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, both the 2020 and the 2021 World Service Conferences were held virtually for the first time ever. And we had all of our 30-plus World Service Conference convocations held live in the past, so this was something really new and different. In August of 2020, we had 142 voting delegates in our first virtual conference. In 2021, we had our largest attendance at any World Service Conference with 169 voting delegates attending our second virtual conference. This group consisted of general and intergroup service representatives, trustees, the host committee chair, and the general service office manager, and all of those are voting delegates at the World Service Conference convocation. This year, we had the most diverse, geographically diverse representation ever, with 30 delegates registered from outside the U.S. And I just want to give a shout out to everyone who came from those other locations. We had 4 delegates from Brazil, 5 from Canada, 1 from Ireland, 2 from Kenya, 2 from New Zealand, 4 from Russia, 3 from South Africa, 1 from Spain, and 9 from the UK. And I don't have the exact breakdown of how many people were returning and new, but we were just really, I think it was about half and half, but we were just so happy that the virtual format has allowed an increased number of first-time delegates to attend both in 2020 and 2021. We also implemented a new mentor-mentee program where delegates were assigned a conference buddy to help them get oriented to the World Service Conference. And because it's hard enough coming to a virtual conference but not knowing what's going on was even harder. So that was an initiative that was started by the World Service Conference Committee and also with the assistance of the General Service Board Conference Support Committee. And I'd like to thank all those members and Karma, their board liaison, for developing and implementing this program. Finally, we continued a tradition, the small T tradition that was started in 2019 in Los Angeles, of reciting the Serenity Prayer to open and close the convocation sessions in many languages other than English. And we had, I think, like 8 members share the Serenity Prayer in other languages this year. So that's just a little bit of background about our World Service convocations and conferences with convocations. And I would like to say that we will have hopefully 6 speakers on our call today, and I'll introduce them individually, but I'd also like to just say their names right now. And our first speaker will be Lolly A., who's a 9th-year delegate at the World Service Conference. Evgeny, who's a 1st-year delegate. Rob B., a 2nd-year trustee. And then we'll have Diana B., who's a 5th-year delegate. And finally, we will hear from Bill D., who's a trustee serving in his 6th year of service. After all 6 speakers have shared, the forum will open up for questions and comments. Please take note of any questions or comments you might have, but please hold them for the end of the call. So I would now like to introduce our first speaker, Lolly A. from Los Angeles, who is a returning delegate from Los Angeles, California, USA. Lolly is also currently serving as the chair of the WSC Conference Committee. Lolly will discuss her experience at the World Service Conference. Lolly, you will have 5 minutes, and Roger, who will be our spiritual timekeeper today, will give you a 1-minute warning. So thank you, Lolly, and please go right ahead, and I hope that you've unmuted.
Hi,
And
this
Lolly?
is Lolly.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Great. Thank you, Lolly. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Sharon. Hi, everyone. I'm Lolly. I'm a debtor, and I'm a GSR. And I did, in fact, serve as a GSR and have, I believe, been to 9 conferences. My first term as a GSR was for a smaller meeting. I did 3 years. And then after that was over, I became GSR for one of the largest meetings in LA, probably in the world. And I'm finishing up my second term. So 3 and then 3 more years. And so that was my last conference, and it was virtual. And the conferences are incredible, wonderful boost to my program. So I kept coming back. Being of service in this way has been one of the most meaningful experiences in my life. Light bulbs going off every conference, new ones, greater experiences and depth of meaning for what it means to be of service in DA. This year, I am chairing the conference committee, and we presented 3 motions at the conference. One of the main jobs of the conference committee is to look at bids, hear bids from different host cities, potential host cities. And this year we had one bid, so it made the job fairly easy, and it was from the same city that we were doing our virtual conferences in, New York. So that was a fairly easy motion to present and pass, and it did pass with substantial unanimity. Conference committee sometimes has motions that are not as easy to, you know, it's not as obvious and not as easy, and it requires much discussion, many pros and cons, and as anybody who's been to conference knows, that sometimes people get very passionate and heated, and they want to, you know, talk through the information. We want to reason things out. And this whole process is so incredible because we have a system, you know, we use Robert's Rule to help us make large group decisions. And the whole point is to have the group conscience emerge and have our higher power speak through that group conscience. So it's you know, there's a deliberate set of rules, and we take the time to do it, but we still have to move through it in a pace that gets the business done. So as a chair, it's the same for a committee, you know, moving through the business, trying to facilitate the ease with which you move through it, but also, you know, to actually give time to make, you know, to try to have every voice heard, every side, as much as possible, so that the group can make a decision and that they're certain about their decision. So the next decision that was made at the conference this year, in terms of the conference committee motions, was that the World Service Conference authorized the board to implement an optional pilot program for committees and caucuses to make motions or recommendations to the World Service Conference 6 months before the scheduled date of the World Service Conference. And this is not something we were doing previously, but it is something that happens in other programs. Other programs do use this. And the idea is to give as much as possible the fellowship. Thank you. I hear that 1 minute. To give the fellowship a chance to really hear what is being voted on, and, you know, weigh in to their GSR as much as possible. So that did pass. And I say it's a pilot program because you're not committed to getting them in 6 months in advance. But those who want to try this out and want to do that, we're going to see how it goes and hopefully smoothly. I'm going to mention the third motion, and it did pass, and it was that the underserved, underrepresented outreach caucus become a committee, a caucus becoming a committee. And this was an interesting vote because at the time, you know, it was virtual and people were, some people were having trouble. They weren't sure exactly what they were voting on. Maybe they looked away from their computer for a moment or, you know, things happen with technical difficulties. So we made sure that every person had a chance to vote that wanted to vote. We took the vote again to make sure the vote was correct. That's important. We want everyone to have a voice. And I will wrap it up by saying that it was a beautiful way to use the minority voice as well. The minority opinion was expressed, and it was compelling, and it brought up information that maybe hadn't been considered, and unanimously, a revote was taken, and it did allow the motion to pass and for the UUOC to become a committee. So I think that covers everything. Any questions? As you can tell, I'm happy to talk at great length about doing service because it has been amazing and it has changed my life. And the people I've met along the way, oh my goodness, I love you all so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lolly, and thank you for your service. Okay, I would now like to introduce our second speaker, Evgeny from Chebukhskary, Russia, who is a first-year delegate. Evgeny is serving as a member of the WSC International Committee and will share some of his experience and service at the conference. Evgeny, you will also have 5 minutes, and Roger will give you a one-minute warning. So thank you, Evgeny, and go right ahead.
Thank you very much, Sharon. Greetings to all participants of the call. For me, it's a great pleasure to present myself today here. I'm a grateful debtor from Russia. And I'm so much grateful to the World Service Conference that it happened. So this year, there were four of us representing Russia and Russian-speaking society and fellowship of Debtors Anonymous. And it's a big crowd. The whole debting is thriving at the moment in Russia. We are in our nationals probably lowest credit rating, and most of people have debting in that way or another, and it's a national disease. And I'm so glad that through World Service Conference we could unite and our first tradition unite with the international community. How we got to the conference, very, very much appreciated the opportunity to do it distantly or let's say online, because then we got four groups represented. I also chair International Committee of Russian Speaking Fellowship, and that wouldn't be possible, obviously, those four people coming. If there won't be a John H. Fellowship scholarship available, we've been applying, and four of us received it. Thank you very much for the whole community and the fellowship to forming that fund to the countries which are very limited resources at the moment in our groups to attend the meetings of World Service Conference was an amazing opportunity to become united. Also, I wanted to say that it was 35th World Service Conference and Jubilee one, and I'm very much honored that we've been presenting. I was presenting Serenity Prayer, and I was praying in Russian on that event, on the General Assembly, and that was on very high standard from what I learned. And I never been participating in any event like that, which is of very much professionally and well run. Also, I want to specifically say that as a result of World Service Conference now, we brought three speakers to share their experience, strength, and hope to Russia on online format. And one of them, this 25 plus years of sobriety in DA, which is immense value for us, because we don't have too many people who have a year plus sobriety, not speaking of 5 year plus sobriety. Then getting people who have 25, 50 years sobriety in whole programs, but in DA particularly 25 years, it's an amazing, amazing opportunity to receive wisdom which we need, wisdom and experience which is very powerful. I also serve as a rep for biggest Russian speaking online group, Dobroe Utro. That group actually also seen significant increase in their numbers through Seventh Tradition to World Service Conference and through First Tradition. We grew in numbers from 20-25 people in the beginning, now to reaching up every morning 7 a.m. in Moscow time, up to 50 people a day, 6 days in a row. That's an amazing increase in number of participants of this. And I think that's the major idea why that happened, is because of First and Seventh Tradition. Personally, that was an announcement for 1 minute, yeah? Or I missed it. Okay. So I will be closing very soon. I also felt several spiritual awakenings through operating on International Committee of DA and Intergroup Caucus, which I'm part in, and I see how really higher power, or God, as I understand, works on those events, on those meetings. That's amazing to see. And service is 11th tool of Debtors Anonymous, and I think on World Service Conference and on international level, is highly represented and highly, it shows at its best. Thank you very much for listening.
Time.
Perfect timing. Thank you, Evgeny. Thank you so much. Next, we have asked Rob B., a Class A trustee, and a Class A trustee is also a debtor, to share his experience at the 2021 World Service Conference. Rob is in his second year of service on the board and has been very involved in conference planning for DA over the past several years. And Rob, you will have 5 minutes, and Roger will give you a 1 minute warning. And Rob, are you unmuted?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. And Rob, thank you so much, and go right ahead.
Thank you, Sharon. Hi, my name is Rob B., and I'm a debtor under earner and a Class A trustee. And this was my second virtual World Service Conference, and I have attended 4 face-to-face conferences. And I fondly remember I was the chair of the host committee for Los Angeles, the 2019 World Service Conference. And that was a year-long process, from starting with nothing to creating this amazing committee with maybe 30 people at some point being part of this little village, to produce this event. And it was really transforming. And to see how much energy and manpower it takes to put on an in-person conference, and then to contrast that with the last couple of years virtual, it's very interesting. So I just wanted to share some perspective on that. One of our board members described the conference this year as a beautiful swan swimming effortlessly through the water, but you do not see how furiously the feet are paddling. So, yes, there's the conference that we see, but underneath, there's a lot of spinning wheels to make it happen. And virtually, it's very interesting. I have to commend our parliamentarians, Michael and Mary, We did amazing work behind the scenes, making sure that everything was done according to Robert's Rules of Order, which can get a little bit complicated, and it's difficult for people like me who are not expert in the parliamentarian lingo and procedures to understand sometimes. But if we follow the parliamentarians and we do it the right way, every voice gets heard, and we have a group conscience that we all can go forward with. Very much appreciated that. When you have a virtual conference and then you have the Zoom world, you have different rooms, different sub rooms, and everyone's trying to communicate with each other through various levels, I think we did a fantastic job, and I think we should all pat ourselves on the back and move forward. I am the liaison to the host committee in London, and I am super, super excited about DA taking this next step and having a conference on the other side of the pond, as it were, because let's face it, 169 delegates and all of these new people from all over the world, being in London, I think, will be the beginning of a new era for DA, that we really are a world organization. I loved hearing Yevgeny speak today, and all of the people during the conference from different parts of the world share their experience, strength, and hope. I think it's fantastic. It just gives me such joy to be part of this growing fellowship. So London, yes, it's going to cost. Thank you. Yes, it's going to cost a little bit more, right? But we're planning. Everyone should definitely start planning in their groups to send their GSRs to London. Maybe two meetings get together to send one person. It will happen if everyone starts planning now. So I encourage all of the groups to start setting aside, if they haven't already, for sending their GSR to London. This will be, as I say, the beginning of a new era for World Debtors Anonymous, and let's all be part of that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you so much, and thanks for all your service. We've asked Matthew, one of our second-year trustee, to step in case someone was unable to get on the call today. So, Matthew, if you could please press star 6 and unmute and share your experience, strength, and hope as a second-year trustee on the General Service Board, we would love to hear from you.
Hi, can I be heard?
Yes, thank you, Matthew. Okay. And Roger will give you a one-minute warning, and please go right ahead.
All right. Thanks, Roger. I was not really prepared to speak today. I'm really sorry that John couldn't make it, but I thought that I would talk about, for those of you who may be listening, maybe you are considering becoming a GSR and you want to know what these conferences are like, or maybe you are a new GSR. I was a GSR for 4 years. For 3 years, I represented my home group, and then for the final year, I was an ISR, and I represented New York City Intergroup coming to the conference. And, if you're thinking of becoming a GSR, by all means do it. It's an amazing service. My income doubled. I just, it was a huge, shot of steroids to my recovery. It increases your visibility. It's a tough gig. You really have to sort of, stand in front of your meeting a lot and really sort of feel responsible and feel very visible and vulnerable. But getting to go to the conference and meeting all these people from, around the world is an amazing experience because, my experience of DA through New York City is one thing. And then, everyone else does different things, and it's really an amazing thing to see. I also, you know, once the conference was over, I had the experience of being, you know, I joined a committee. And, you know, one of the things that I do as a debtor is I sign up for something gloriously and then, you know, my diligence kind of trails off. And so one of the challenges that I faced was remaining in contact with my committee throughout the year and, you know, going to those phone calls, doing the work that was required of me, making sure that I didn't commit to too much so that I wouldn't, you know, like biting off what I could chew. You know, it's very important to take care of ourselves in our recovery. Service is an important part of our recovery, but, you know, doing too much service can make you kind of crazy, which is something that I find here and there. And I definitely have to work on myself. And then now that I'm now a trustee and I see how these conferences are put on, it is, you know, as Rob said, it's like a glittering swan and you do not understand, you know, the beating beneath the surface of the water that is actually propelling this whole thing. It is, you know, the according to the concepts, which I've been studying lately with a service sponsee, you know, the conference is the spiritual center of the entire fellowship, really. I mean, they're the ones that really are the group conscience of the fellowship, and they make a lot of decisions about how to do things. As a board member, we have legal, fiduciary, and administrative responsibility for the fellowship, and we do have to sometimes make decisions in the best interest of the fellowship because of legal matters, financial matters, because we are the safeguards of the tradition. But essentially, the people that are coming to this conference every year and mingling with each other and attending the convocation and attending the committees, they are the people that really sort of drive the direction that this entire fellowship moves in. And I did not appreciate that at the time. I sort of thought, I don't know what I thought that I was doing at the conference, but I did not understand how much responsibility that I had. And yet, you know, it's very humbling because you were really one voice of many, and there were a lot of votes that did not go my way. But one of the most profound things is that one year we had to ratify the promises. We did not have our own promises, and we brought them to convocation and voted them in, and some people had some changes to be made. We wordsmithed a little on the floor. And then these promises went out. Thank you. And I remember thinking of a time, oh, these promises, I don't know about these things. What did we just do? Did we just make a huge mistake as a group? And then, you know, each time I hear the promises read at the meeting, I feel more and more like, yeah, these things were written by a higher power, and that higher power was this group. And so it's a really wonderful part. It's a wonderful way to be part of this group. I also wanted to say really quickly that, you know, I was the chair of the New York City GSRs, and I would get a lot of calls from other GSRs who would say, oh my God, I'm not attending the monthly GSR meetings. Am I a loser? What am I doing? And yet, these were people who were doing a lot of committee work, who were doing stuff. I would also like to say, sometimes, you know, we don't do everything. We do, if you find something that you enjoy doing and you're doing it passionately, then that is probably your higher power's way of saying, hey, like, you know, go, you know, this is how you are to be of service, because service really should be joyful. And if you're, you know, we can't neglect, you know, we can't do absolutely everything. So if you are doing what you can, please know that you are of service to the fellowship, and thank you so much for being a GSR. And if you're considering being a GSR, by all means, be one. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Matthew, for stepping up at the last minute. And for sharing your experience, strength, and hope. And I remember that 2013 conference very well, when the promises were developed by the collective group conscience. And it was such a spiritual experience to be part of that. That was my first conference. Okay. I just want to check again to see if John Kay has joined us by chance. All right. So, we will now hear from Diana B., a fifth-year delegate from New York, New York, and Diana will share some of her experiences at World Service Conferences and at the 2021 World Service Conference. Diana, you will have 5 minutes, and Roger will give you a one-minute warning. And Diana, are you unmuted?
Yeah, can everybody hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Great. Oh, great. Thank you, Diana. Go right ahead.
Hi, I'm Diana B., under earner debtor here in New York, and been gratefully recovering in this program since 2010. And I just wanted to say, you know, the most interesting thing I think about getting involved at the national level is to experience what I call like the organism that is DA, and it's like you put two people together and it's 3 to 5 people of energy. And that's what the conference experience feels like. Other people have explained it to me, and I'm kind of in agreement that it's sort of like a business meeting on crack, but in a good way, because you are so moved by sort of the collective energy of people who are serving the greater good of the program and of and invested in the fellowship experience, that it can only just empower your own personal program. So my experience in this last conference was my 5th in a row, which were 3 live and 2 Zoom, was for me the experience of turning over the reins of a committee that I had been involved with since the beginning, which was the Resource Development Committee. And that was an interesting experience for me, because the whole focus of the committee had gone from being invested in or urgently attentive to a fellowship that had been dipping into its prudent reserve for a time, to a place where there was a sense of confidence and prosperity around the financial energy of the program, and were turning to sort of the grassroots level with the people that were involved in the committee that wanted to work and find ways to engage with groups, to engage at the group level to try to empower groups to basically deal with increased service activity and increased contribution. So sort of macro, now turning to micro in energy. And that was really empowering for me, because now I can devote my time to sort of step back and work with some of the fellowship committees and just kind of let that go. And I mention this not because it's a personal experience, but because the entire organism of the national conference is to volunteer and invest your time where you are best, where effort is needed and where your talents and skills best serve. I just mentioned this because the first thing I wanted to say is I want to send an applause to the conference committee for setting up the mentorship program, because I think that I participated, and particularly in a Zoom oriented conference, new delegates are sort of, you know, not quite sure what to do. And so this mentorship program allowed more experienced delegates to speak to people that are just at their first and second conference and empower them to pick a committee that they are excited by, and sort of answer any questions they might have about the history of what's been going on with various committees and the energy of the program. So that's sort of on a personal note what this particular conference was like for me. But what I also wanted to speak to was the
1 minute remaining.
Was just the general voting experience and the movement of the fellowship forward when it comes to issues that there's some contention. And when I first went to my first conference, a lot of the discussion was around whether or not there should be Zoom, it wasn't really Zoom at the time, but phone presence, telephone involvement by international delegates to the national conference, and the time and expense of setting up phone access and the ability to maintain confidentiality and all of that was voted on. And there were lots of feelings that went either way on that. Luckily, the program decided to go with facilitating international involvement in a remote capacity. Another couple years, it was around how we were going to accept gifts and how to define the amount of gifts and the determination of how of whether they were from a fellowship person. So each year there has been some, I'll just finish up, some serious discussion around a topical area. And it's so empowering to see the Robert's Rules of Order work and the minority opinion vocalization work and votes being taken and the fact of substantial unanimity being required for a vote to pass. And exciting, exciting times. So thank you for letting me share today and for asking me to be on this call, Sharon.
Diana, thank you so much. Our last speaker will be Bill Gee, who is a member of the General Service Board in his sixth year of service. Bill will share some of his experience at the 2021 World Service Conference. And Bill, you will also have 5 minutes, and Roger will give you a one-minute warning. And Bill, are you unmuted?
I think I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, you are. Bill, thank you so much, and go right ahead.
Thank you, Sharon, and everyone else. And I want to thank everyone who has spoken already on this call, because everything that you've said has been so wonderful. And then it's not like I'm stealing or borrowing from some of the things you said, but, well, maybe. But you remind me so much of what's wonderful about my DA experience from the very beginning. So quickly recap, I've been a member of Debtors Anonymous for 30 years. I've not worked the program perfectly during those 30 years, but I have always worked it. And last year, the second virtual conference was my 10th World Service Conference. And like Sharon and Matthew before me, the moment when the literature committee was working on finalizing the promises, to me is just one of the greatest moments of service I've ever been able to be involved in, and it's really humbling. And about 6 years ago, when I requested to join the board, one of the people interviewing me asked me, what was like the biggest moment you can think of, the best moment? And that's the one I mentioned. And he said, that's what I was thinking about too. And another really wonderful moment about service was when Sharon and JP and I were working together on a piece of literature in Dallas. And just the three of us, sitting outside in a beautiful evening by a pool, had the melding of three minds with a single purpose, and the single purpose is to move Debtors Anonymous forward. And I'm glad to be able to have done that and to be a part of that. And all of these different 10 World Service Conferences I've been at have been a completely different experience. The first one is a GSR in Seattle where all of us, you know, we all of us have that same experience, probably the good old-fashioned cliche of the deer in the headlights. You just think, like, what am I doing? And then when you talk to other people, you think nothing else is expected of you because that's the way it is. And I've been at several wonderful in-person conferences, and the last two, the virtual conferences, even though I missed the face-to-face talk, the lunches, the hallway coffee clutches, the ability to just kind of see people's faces laugh, cry when we talk about what DA has done for us. I really miss that. But also what was so spectacularly good at those most recent two conferences was the participation of people not only from all around the world, but people who perhaps would normally not have been able to afford the experience of flying somewhere. So it was great to have 150, 160 minds melding together instead of 90 or 100, which we sometimes have. And I want to say, too, that I know that there are people, I've heard people say, oh, you know, this is not going to work, having a, you know, a conference in another country. We won't be able to afford it. And it feels to me like that's coming from fear. And one of the things that I've learned in DA, and especially as I've done world service, is that I cannot let my life be controlled by fear.
1 minute.
And I cannot let my, thank you. I cannot let my program be controlled by fear. So when I sit down with a PRG, with the two people who help me, and I have one about every 3 months, fear gets kicked out. There's no place at the table for it. But there is a place for creativity. How am I going to reach my goals? And one of the excellent things also is that more and more I am reaching my goals. And it's because of being of service. When I first, talked to my service sponsor about whether it would be a good idea, that person said, well, it's a lot of work, but it's one of the greatest things you'll ever do. And that is the case for me. My life has just exploded in so many ways. I'm achieving dreams that I thought, yeah, that's not going to happen. And it's all because one day I said, I'm going to try to get the courage to apply to the General Service Board. And I think that my life, thank you, is so much better and bigger because of that. So thank you for allowing me to speak today.
Bill, thank you so much for sharing your experience, strength, and hope, and for all your service. And that conclude. And thank you to all of the speakers today. This has been a great, great call, in my humble opinion. And that will conclude the speaker portion of the call. And I just want to say, before I turn off the recording, that if I wasn't already a member of the General Service Board, I would want to apply. If I wasn't already a GSR or an ISR, I would want to do this just based on what I've heard today and the spiritual recovery that I've heard from all the members who shared. So I'm humbled and honored to be a part of the service structure in DA. So thank you all so much for participating in my recovery. And I am going to turn off the recording.